Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues each and every day. Let me remind you how you can participate in this broadcast today. You can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can interview and have a dialogue and discussion with you based on your question, your comments, your dialogue and discussion. It could prompt others to seriously analyze some of the content of what we're talking about today on this broadcast. As we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And regardless of what happens today, regardless of what happens tomorrow, regardless of what the government does, let me remind you of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I don't know of any greater text in the Bible than that admonition that we're to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding, but acknowledging him, and he will direct our path. That's needed today, I believe, more than anything else, is to trust in the Lord, lean on him, acknowledge him, and allow him to direct our paths. And ladies and gentlemen, with what we have today in America, what we're faced with today in our great nation, is going to require each of us as believers to take that stand today. Lean not on our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledging him and allowing him, that is God, to direct our path. We're in a serious condition in our nation today. We're going to talk about some of those serious conditions and what we ought to do about it as Christians, conservatives, and as patriots in our great nation. We're discussing today, if our foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If our foundations can be destroyed, and they are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? Do we sit in silence? Do we simply act like the frog in the boiling water, as though nothing is happening until it's too late? Will we stay silent as the Marxists, leftists dismantle our once great nation? Will we, the people, allow the government to force us to be vaccinated with an experimental chemical? Will we sit in fear? Or will we as Christians let our voices be heard? That's the challenge today, and I pray that you'll join in the dialogue and the discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, as we look at the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, we find Jesus saying to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus says in John 14:6, I am truth. And then in John 17:17, there's a dogmatic, de facto statement that cannot be overlooked. Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that ought to direct our paths today. It ought to be the light under our feet today. It ought to be that which we strive to find and seek and follow today. But as the secularist George Orwell made a profound statement, these words were written back in 1947-48 when he was preparing to publish the book entitled 1984. And George Orwell made this statement: the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's precisely what we see happening today. And one of the major problems, I believe, today. Now, yes, we can blame the government. That is correct. We can blame the Biden administration. That is on target, on spot. Absolutely correct. We can blame Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC, and the other three. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what we as Christians have allowed to take place today. It was the former Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. He says, and may I quote, "Truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of America, death of truth in America, is to look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation." Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what has taken place. We have fallen from the truth. We have left the truth. And the truth is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "I am truth." Jesus says, "Thy Word is truth." And so I believe Jim DeMint is exactly right. We find ourselves in a great quagmire in our nation today because of the lack of depending on the truth of the Word of God. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer John Huss that said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." Each and every day on this broadcast, it is my avowed intent to speak the truth in love, to bring to you the current events and things that are taking place and how it integrates with our Christian life and how we ought to live as we see these things taking place and what we should do as Christians. Too many Christians have shut up, sat down, slipped in the closet, slid under the bed, and ignore the condition of our nation. They've ignored it. Too many pastors simply said, "Yes, government," rather than "Yes, God," when it was time to either submit and surrender our Bill of Rights, our constitutional liberties, when the government said, "Shut the churches." And as a result of that today, we're finding somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 churches closing every month in America. That's not my numbers. That's the statistical survey data out of the Barna Report, the Gallup Report, that talks about what's happening in the decline of America as a result of religious liberties being encroached upon and Christian pastors and Christians in generals and conservatives sitting in silence. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands LaConda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. With a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can also answer your questions about professional as well as the homeowner lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291, 11291 Old San Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, "How can I find that?" Find the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Look up, see that gigantic flag, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, if our foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So that question is a profound question. It demands to be answered. We need to understand what we can do and what we should do. We need to recognize what is taking place in our nation today and how we need to respond to it as Christians and as conservatives. Recently, over the past several months, and particularly the past 18 months, I've had many people to ask some very various, serious questions. Some have asked, "Where can we move to? Seeing what's happening in America, where can we move?" Have you ever asked that question? Have you ever pondered that? If you had someone to ask that? Where can we move? Some have asked the question, what should we do? As I do this broadcast each day, you'd be surprised the number of people that say as a result of it, well, what should I do? How should I respond? Some have said, what is God doing? Many recognize the fact that God's not silent. He's not dead. He's not even had COVID. He's still alive and well. He's still seated on his throne. And some are asking the question, what's God doing? Study the scripture. Look at the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And you'll see that God is still doing the same thing that he's always done. He's trying to get man's attention, to draw man back to himself, to cause man to bow and submit and surrender to God, not government. That's what God's doing. Some have asked the question, will America stand? Is it possible that America will fall? Is it possible that our constitutional republic will simply implode? What's the possibility? These are questions that I've been asked. Will America become a Marxist nation? We're on the verge of it now. In fact, in a very simplistic answer to that question, yes, we are. Lest God intervenes, lest we have some constitutional conservatives stand up and confront the enemy, yes, the answer to that is we're slipping very rapidly into a Marxist society. And perhaps the most profound question that I've been asked, will the church survive? Will the church survive? Ladies and gentlemen, let me succinctly say, if we devolve into a Marxist regime, the church will be dead, dead, dead. The church as we know it today. Yes, there may be the closet church. There may be the underground church, as is in China. There may become the necessity for Christians to go back into the homes and the caves, if you please. I'm using it as an analogy of the first century Christian, where they had to meet secretly, privately, quietly, because of the persecution, the prosecution of Christians. That may very well be the plight of the American Christians in the future. But ladies and gentlemen, each of these questions, they're valid questions. The very questions that are being asked today, perhaps you've asked some, are a variant of those questions today. But what are we the people to do? How are we to respond? Let me give you some analogies of the way some are responding. Should we just sit in silence? Should we just sit, as I used in the earlier portion of the monologue, should we just sit as the frog in the boiling water until death comes? Should we just simply stay silent and let the Marxist left dismantle our great nation? How should we respond? Will we, the people, allow the government to force us to be vaccinated against our will? That's a very cutting-edge question. I've had people to say, and some have called in on this broadcast, and they've said, well, you know, what's wrong with that? It's just taking a vaccination. What's wrong with doing that? I'll ask you the question. What's right with doing that? Why should it be done? If we've had just under 7,000 people that have died because of it in America, we've had about, the last statistical data, about 411,000 that have come down with major, major disabilities, things that will destroy their health for the rest of their lives. With that being the statistical data, should we just simply openly accept, openly allow the government to enforce the jab, as it is called, with an experimental chemical going into our bodies? What do you think? How should we respond to that? Today, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time that we stop sitting in silence. I believe that it's time that we stop living in fear. 2 Timothy 1:7, God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe when you study the text, a sound mind means having the ability to pick and choose, make a decision, having intelligence to determine what God would have us to do, and not living in a state of fear. But most of America today is living in a state of consternation, fear, a state of chaos and confusion, because calamity has taken place over the past 18 months, and there's a feeling somehow, some way, that we have been neutered as a nation and need to just simply depend on the government, not God. One of the problems that we have today, by the way, just a little side note to that statement, the reason employers cannot find employees is because of so many people today sitting at home doing nothing on the government dole, drawing a paycheck from the government to just sit while our nation crumbles into the demise of chaos and confusion and calamity and devolves into a socialist Marxist regime that allows the Biden cabal to be in total authority and control. Yes, we're losing America. Yes, lest God intervenes, America's gone. Yes, as Christians, we need to sit up, say something, and cease being silent. Mark Levine's newest book, Marxist America, the title speaks volumes as to where we are. But ladies and gentlemen, the socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party under the Biden administration are rapidly dismantling our Constitution and all that we have today. We need to recognize what is taking place. Here's an article that says, what is the threshold at which self-government won't work? And I'll just pick up a few of these blurbs. America has gone from representative form of a form of government to progressivism, to socialism, to wokeism, and finally to authoritarianism. Some insane men and women in pursuit of absolute power have forsaken the principles of we the people and a representative form of government. They have thrown aside individual freedoms and unalienable rights. They've exploited a virus to increase their dictatorial control over us and suspend our rights under the Constitution. They locked us up in our homes, shut down our business, forced us to wear masks that did not stop the spread of the virus. There is a powerful evidence today that they funded the research that created the virus in the first place by sending money to a dangerous adversary that was doing the research in China. Further, the article says, they've opened our borders, putting our national sovereignty, national security, national health at grave risk, burdened the American taxpayers to the tune of billions of dollars for the millions of illegal aliens entering into America illegally each year. Sure, we're a rich nation, this article says, but why should we be rewarding people with taxpayer-paid benefits that blatantly break our laws? They have weaponized our laws, enforcing agencies in the DOJ and the FBI, our intelligence agencies, gathering agencies like the CIA, the secret FISA court, and the tax-collecting agencies like the IRS, against American citizens. There is some compelling evidence that the FBI was a co-conspirator of the most peaceful occupation of the Capitol building on January the 6th. They have divided us into warring factions of race, gender, religion, and creed, and ethnicity. They have nationalized our health care system until, under the misnamed Affordable Care Act, making health care in America more complicated, less serviceable, less oriented, more costly, and underfunded. They've allowed the crime to spiral out of control in our major cities until the Marxist ideology and the Black Lives Matter defund the police. They're pursuing the fraud of climate change and forcing Americans to pay trillions of dollars to fix a naturally occurring weather event, which we have little or no control over as Americans, as citizens, as a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this article, again entitled, What is the Threshold at Which Self-Government Won't Work? It further states, but who is this they that we're talking about? The they is primarily the progressive, socialist, elitist, Democratic Party, aided and abetted by academia, the social news media, and all-powerful social mindset of big tech. The alleged conservatives that have a hand in the destruction as well, all in the name of politics, not principle. But the social Democrats are open and blatant about their goals and intentions. Our values of right and wrong have become dangerously distorted. Up is down, right is left, sanity has morphed into inexplicable insanity, and we have become a nation embroiled in anger and frustration, not life, liberty, and happiness. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have stated it better myself. But sad to say, what we're witnessing today is the demise of a constitutional republic. What we're witnessing today is the destruction of our nation by the political leaders that sit in the seat of power in Washington. Jay Sekulow of the ACLJ, chief counsel, made this statement. The radical left just redoubled its efforts to seize power from the American people, end quote. We're watching that take place today, ladies and gentlemen, on a dramatic, open-in-your-face scale and basis. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation is divided as never before. Critical race theory has divided us. Our military and entire educational system today is a bastion of Marxist ideology and training. Training our young people, our children, our boys and our girls and our grandkids to hate America, to destroy our statues and take away our American heritage. I'm saddened when I watch on news this week where the Marxist regime in the state of Virginia taking down other monuments and statues that's been 150 years representing our historic past. We're watching the history of America being eviscerated, washed out down the drains, so that future generations will not know where we've come from, what we've had, and the great heritage that we have as a constitutional republic and the freedom in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my monologue. Love to hear your dialogue and discussion on that. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts and concerns and considerations about the status and the state of America? If our foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? What are you doing? How are you responding? Are you seated in silence? Are you seeking answers? Are you willing to stand and let your voices be heard? That's the question. That's the challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, would you have believed that America would be in the firm grip of the national security agencies in America today? I would have never believed that we would live in a nation where our thugs with badges, Dinesh D'Souza calls the FBI and the intelligence agencies thugs with badges. And I don't think you could have named it, given it a more appropriate name based on what we're seeing today. But I would have never dreamed, ladies and gentlemen, as a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that America would be a third world banana republic where the regime is run and controlled by the thugs with badges, i.e. the military and or the intelligence agencies. Our military is being eviscerated, but right now the intelligence agencies, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all of the intelligence agencies, the thugs with badges, are the ones that's running America. Joe Biden is not in control. Joe Biden is the puppet, the puppeteer behind the scenes. Happens to be none other than, in my most humble opinion, Barack Hussein Obama. We're watching his third term as president being carried out. 90%+ of those that are in the Biden administration are scabs, that is, leftovers from the Barack Hussein Obama administration, carrying out his third term to fundamentally change America. And that being said, the fundamental change is simply destroying America, making it a, rather than a constitutional republic, making it a banana republic with a regime at the cabal at the head of it. The FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the DHS, and all other arms of the enforcement today are enforcing the rules, the regulations, the guidelines, not following laws, not to following any legislation passed, not following anything that would be called law. We've become a lawless nation in the sense that our laws are simply abandoned and ignored by the Biden administration and all of the cabal that's leading and carrying out his wishes to build back better, which is his mantra in his brief term of being a candidate from his basement in Delaware. Ladies and gentlemen, the FBI today is openly advocating that family members snitch on their own family members. Listen to this. Now, I would not have thought that this would be a headline in any American news media a couple of years back, although we know that they were leading the tip of the spear to undermine and destroy the Trump administration. This article says FBI urges Americans to snitch on their own family members. Ted Cruz says in both Cuba and Chile and China, they also ask children to spy on their parents. This is dated July the 12th. It says this. Amid an administration focuses on white supremacy and right-wing extremism, the FBI is urging Americans to report their family members to friends, family members and friends, for suspicious behaviors. Now, let me just stop there. Who's to ascertain what is a suspicious behavior? Who's to make the determination on what you're doing is suspicious? This article further says, family members and peers are often best positioned to witness signs of mobilization to violence, reads the FBI tweet. Help prevent homegrown violent extremism. Visit and gives the website then to learn how to spot suspicious behaviors and report them to the FBI. End quote. This article further says, among the critics was Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, whose father fled Fidel Castro's revolution. He says, and I quote, in both Cuba and China, they also asked their children to spy on their parents. The link in the FBI's tweet goes to the governmental booklet published in 2015, which was then focusing on Islamic terrorism. This says, individuals are encouraged to contact all law enforcement. Quote, these people protected, this is what this writer is saying, these same people protected Hillary Clinton and her abuse of the NSA surveillance database against Americans, used their knowledge for unreliable DNC-funded propaganda to spy on Trump, perpetuated the Russia hoax, and lied to the FISA repeatedly, he wrote. And now they tell you that you are to spy on your own family? This article further says the FBI encourages us to snitch on family members. Meanwhile, FBI leaders cover up their own transgressions of their colleagues and say nothing about their families. Last month, the Department of Homeland Security announced a national strategy that includes helping Americans report family and friends who potentially could be radicalized and become enemies of the state. Ladies and gentlemen, this article says at least $100 million will be channeled to DHS, DOJ, and the FBI to ensure that the federal government has the analysis, the investigators, the prosecutors, and other personnel and resources it needs to thwart any domestic terrorism. And ladies and gentlemen, under the leadership of Joe Biden, carried out through the Attorney General Merrick Garland, they have just announced a 32-page strategy for countering domestic terrorism, as they call it, in America. And ladies and gentlemen, when you analyze their 32-page document, you are a domestic terrorist. I am a domestic terrorist. If you question the 2020 coup in the election that overthrew the Constitutional Republic in the re-election of Donald Trump, you are a potential domestic terrorist. If you question the authorization of the FBI, the DOJ, and others to do what they're doing today, you are a potential domestic terrorist. If you question the force of human beings, citizens in America, the government forcing citizens to get the experimental drug called the COVID vaccination, you are a potential terrorist. And they're setting up shop, ladies and gentlemen, as I would call it, putting real teeth into the apparatus to come after you and after me as American citizens if we question the federal government, their move, and the modus operandi and what they're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, we are losing the foundation. And the question today, if our foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So I'm asking the question, what can you do? What can we do? How should we respond? Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're going to take the top of the hour news break for about 1 minute. Be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.